sacred shifts to ascend, energetic intentions, vortices, portals, doorways to your ascension. From Adama, Father of Humanity, High Priest Telos Lemuria, Inner Earth Civilizations. Received and written by Philip Elton Collins, The Angel News Network. Dear Ascending Humanity, as our planet continues to contract and expand during its final 2,000-year epoch, ascension process, transmuting from density, returning to light, humanity is being given various wondrous opportunities to also transcend from your dense carbon-based reality to light. This is your divine destiny to do so. How and when you achieve your ascension is through your freedom of choice and will. Those who choose not to ascend during our planet's final epoch will do so elsewhere. For those of you who choose your sacred shift during this final epoch, let us review what is necessary through your relationship with self mirroring outward to take place. This is a process of inside out. Looking at your outside world is not a measure of the process. You too will contract and expand during this ascension process, so we ask that you have acceptance and compassion and forgiveness for your process. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, this is the choice you chose in being human. This process is not a form of punishment or trial, but it provides the leading tools needed to facilitate your mastership to be in the world and universal service. Each sacred shift is an energetic intention, vortex, portal, doorway, representing one of the 12 star systems which seed to this planet. The final shift is your planet's ascension itself. Sacred shifts. Number one. To heal all wounds and ego defenses created in past and present lives. You are not your wounds and defenses, but they are ruling your lives and the world at this time. There are many tools from higher realms to assist you within your personal process, including many from this endeavor called the Angel News Network. This healing will allow your reconnection to higher realms, your divine soul plan, your purpose in being here to be activated, and for you to realize your divinity. Number two, to know the meaning, value, and purpose of agreeing to be within this third dimension, 3D, of emotions, thoughts, and physical reality. Each dimension has a purpose. This 3D is to learn to love through diversity, through density and duality, and to move into world service through unity. To ascend to a higher dimension, it is necessary to achieve the higher frequency of that dimension. This means being the higher frequency at all times. The 5D frequencies and beyond are all in service to all there is. Number three, through the ascension process, your believing mind is moving into service to your knowing heart. Stored within your DNA of your heart is all you have learned from past and present lives. Your self-matched self is alive and well within your heart, and it is waiting for you to access it. Number four, duality, separation, and confrontation are an illusion even though you have chosen to learn from them. It is time to wake up and know there is no two, only one. You can choose to let go of all the pain and suffering this illusion has caused you by knowing you are love, loved, and lovable. Number five, all the judgment, shame, and blaming in your world is simply how you feel about yourself reflecting out to others. Once you wake up to your divinity, there can be none of this any longer. Are you ready to receive and give your divinity? Number six, surrender to not knowing. In the not knowing is everything. All possibilities and probabilities live within the void of creation. Remember, your knowing heart contains all you need to know. You are learning to access and think with your heart. You are not eliminating your mind, just allowing it to assert what the heart knows. Number 7. In effect, your ascension is the marriage, union of you and your higher eternal self called the I Am Presence, the Christ Consciousness. You achieve this union through the healing of the self-centered me into the healed we. Number 8. The most important aspect of your human contract on this planet is to understand, access, and apply your divinity within every moment of the now. The failure to know this is the reason for all the negative matters on your planet. Paradise awaits your creating it. Number 9. Every human being, animal, plant, mineral, and unseen being on this planet is made of the same cosmic stuff and consciousness as you are and has a divine right to be here. They are not meant to be controlled by you. You do not have the right to attempt to control what you did not create nor understand its reason to be here. You're trying to control everyone and everything on this planet is a reflection of your fearful, non-loving relationship with self. Number 10. Your emotions are creating the life you are experiencing. Negative emotions stored in the atmosphere are even creating your weather. Emotions create thoughts, which create actions. Perhaps it is time to eliminate old patterns, habits, and rituals that no longer serve your highest good or that of others. Number 11. The feeling of joy is one of the highest frequencies vibrations within the universe. Joy is an empowering aspect of love, the building block of the universe. The feeling of joy allows manifestation with grace and ease. Pay attention to how much joy is presently in your life. Okay. Number 12. Within your ascension process, you are moving from density to light. This process is achieved by two factors. First, know you came from love, and are lovable, and then mirror that out into the world. Second, have gratitude for what is in your life rather than focusing on what is not. You're mastering the cosmic equation, gratitude equals abundance. 13. Finally, are you willing to do the work to release yourself from yourself? All the tools you need have been given to you from higher realms many times. Are you ready now to commit to your ascension and see it as the most important aspect of your life and lives? Assisting your ascension and our reunion, Adama, Father of Humanity.